What is the holiday of Shavuos? Literally, Shavuos means weeks. 7 weeks after going out of Egypt, that's Pesach, that's the holiday of Pesach, we Jews celebrate Shavuos. That means the giving of the Torah. The main idea of this holiday, again, 7 weeks after Pesach, is that God gave the Torah to the Jewish people at Mount Sinai. The Jewish people were around 3 million people, between men, women, old and young, and the children, all kinds of people. And they were standing at Mount Sinai, watching this godly revelation. Exactly what they watched, what they saw, I don't know. However, this is how the event is recorded and passed generation after generation. And actually, this event is the fundamental and the most important event in whole humanity, in the whole history. And this event is the source of all Judaism. There's no Judaism without this giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. Why is this event so important? Our sages relate that Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, our forefathers, they also learned Torah. They also knew the message of God for the humankind, etc., etc. So why was it necessary giving of the Torah? Why was it necessary this revelation at Mount Sinai? What did it really represent? And the idea is like this. Our sages give an example. There was a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. And the people of the north could not go to the south. And the people of the south could not go to the north. Why? Because there was like a cut in the middle. It was prohibited to go one way or the other. And came the king, and he took out this cut. And the people of the north could go down to the south. And the people of the south could go up to the north. What this means is, in spiritual terms, north means spiritual world. South means material world. Even though our forefathers, they knew the Torah, they kept the message, so to speak. However, they could not fill the physical world with spiritual reality. They could only do certain things, they could only learn certain things, but the world remained a physical world, a material world, not a spiritually refined material world. Rather, a material world, and that's it. The south could not go up to the north, and the north could not go down to the south. However, came the king, quote unquote, God, and he destroyed, so to speak, this cut in the middle, and now the north could go down to the south, and the south could go up to the north. That means that with every single commandment, 613 commandments for Jewish people, 7 commandments and the ramifications for non-Jewish people, with each one of these commandments, a person, a regular physical person like you and me, we can fill the world with spirituality. And that's what it means that God gave the Torah at Mount Sinai, even though we had it before. However, he put himself, so to speak, into the Torah, into these words that he gives us, because the words of the Torah are the Chochmah, the wisdom of God, and he puts himself into these words in order for us, by learning these words and by fulfilling his commandments, we can fill the world with his presence. What does that mean? When a person does something that, intellectually speaking, makes no sense, but we just do it because God commanded to do so, we become more conscious of God's presence. When somebody else is looking at you and saying, hey, what is this guy doing? I'm doing this because God commanded in the Torah that was given through Moshe in Mount Sinai, etc., to do this, the world itself becomes more conscious of God. A better world, so to speak, or a more refined world. And this is what the reason why God decided to create the whole creation is because he wanted to have a dwelling place down here, and he wanted us to, by fulfilling the commandments, to bring down his presence. So that means that Shavuos, the holiday that represents, remembers, celebrates, etc., the giving of the Torah, Shavuos represents the power, the strength we have to fulfill the real reason why God created the world. So it's an important thing. But at the moment of the giving of the Torah, that was a momentary revelation. By us fulfilling his commandments, God's commandments, we bring down his presence. However, we still don't see it. we do what he says, we fulfill his commandments, etc., etc., but we don't see it. When are we going to see this? Even though we become more conscious, as I explained, when do we see this? When Moshiach will come. As our prophets say, that even the flesh will see and perceive God, When Mashiach comes, we will see the result of all the work and all the commandments we fulfilled all along from 3,000, more than 3,300 years ago from the giving of Torah until today. So, what is Shavuos? Shavuos is the moment that God gave us Himself. He gave Himself and He gave us the strength to take the world, so to speak, to the next step. So, let's celebrate this very important and fundamental moment in the whole creation, in the story of all humankind, and let's do what God tells us to do. Again, Jews on one side, non-Jews on the other side, each one of them with their commandments, and let's bring Moshiach to see actually with our own eyes and the flesh the presence of God.